of Staccato. We're happy to have you here, and we're going to do another life update because some exciting things have happened in the last couple weeks, last weekend. The biggest one being that both Acacia and I went to the alumni band that the SDMB was doing this last weekend, and that was a lot of fun. So basically, all the alumni come back, and we get a chance to do rehearsal with them and go to a football game, just like the good old days. And this year was extra special because one of the past band directors passed away earlier this year. Everyone called him Coach, and so we had a big turnout. There were a bunch of alumni who came to support.
424 to be exact.
Yeah. And if you round up, that's 500. I think it was 524, actually. It wasn't 400. It was 500.
Was it?
Yeah,
Is that
I
what
know.
Abby said when you asked her about the bags?
Yeah, it was 524.
Yeah.
And
Well, that's how many registered. We don't know how many people like actually showed up, because I'm guessing there were some people who didn't come, but it was a lot of people, plus the 300 current members. You know, that's like over 800 people.
Yeah, it was a huge event and it ended up going really well. Also, ASU's football team's doing good this season, and so the football game was even more fun because we actually got to like be involved and cheer for our team instead of just being passively there and watching them lose again, which was like all of our experience, I feel like. But this was exciting and we got to meet a lot of people. There were people from like who had done band in 1950, I think was the oldest. There was only like one person. And then in like 1970s, and then of course all the 2000s, but
That's
lots of
crazy, because
people.
those
It was
people
crazy.
like predate Coach, because Coach was there like I think 80s, 90s, 2000s. So if they were before that, they even predated him, which is funny. My elementary school band director, so the first band director I ever had was there, and she's a saxophone player, so she was next to me in the drill, which was really, really cool.
Oh.
So I showed her a picture I have from my first concert, and we took a new picture, and it was just so good to see her. And of course, to see like my whole section, it was really eerie. It felt like nothing had changed, like going to rehearsal and doing the thing. It was like, and I was like dressed like the same way I used to dress for rehearsals. So it was like I blended in well and everything, but it was really nice to kind of do the bare minimum. It definitely did not make me miss band. I definitely still feel secure in my decision to not have done it again this year. And but yeah, it was so great to not have to be on our feet the whole football game, because the alumni sat if they weren't playing, and even sometimes when they were, by the end of the game, like Avantika was conducting the whole alumni band because she's HUD's favorite. And because she's the most recent mermaid. So she's the most knowledgeable too, like has it in memory. But she saw like people were not standing up. There was like 10 people that actually stood up, which
Oh,
is
yeah.
good. My feet are still sore. Like I have not like stood that long
Really?
for so long. Like my feet were so sore, and I was wearing like decent
Yeah.
shoes too, but it was great. We got to go to the tailgate and have a drink before the game, which like obviously we're not allowed to drink when we're
I know.
actual members. So that was good. And then I had cookie dough. I don't, Avantika didn't use her meal ticket, but we both had drinks, and that was really good. So yeah, it was a really good experience, and hopefully I will do it again whenever I'm in town the next time in November. But since you're in Arizona, hopefully you'll do it the next few years.
Yeah, and just like you were talking about, it felt like I had never left. Like I was there, I was doing the rehearsal thing. I got to talk to the current drum majors and they're doing amazing, fantastic things. So it's nice to see like the program continues, everything keeps going on without you, obviously, but then also when you're back, it's like everything's still the same. So that was nice. Running the show was a new experience for me. So when I was drum major the last 2 years, all I did was really conduct in the stands, and it was HUD, our band director, who would tell us what tunes to do, count off the band, listen to the people in the headset, and know that we're following all like the production rules. But because the alumni band was so big, we split up this year and we had our own section, and there was no band director in our section. So I kind of had to take that role, and that was kind of nerve-wracking at the beginning, but then I feel like I got the hang of it and it went okay. Basically, I had the headset, and the people in the press box were talking to me and HUD at the same time. And they're like, okay, band, you're on in 3, 2, 1. And then the band would start playing, or I had to count off the band, then the band would start playing. Or they would be like, okay, cameras are going to cut to red in 3, 2, 1. It was just like a whole bunch of jargon, but really fun to listen to. And it was like super high paced, and the people really knew what they were doing. They were also making jokes the entire time, which was entertaining. Or they would like put the band members on the big screen, and then someone in the headset would be like, "These kids look like they're embarrassing themselves, but hopefully they're having a fun
Oh
time."
my God, you didn't tell me that. I didn't know you were
Yeah.
getting other commentary besides directions.
No, they were just yapping the whole time. Or there was once when the mascot, you know how they like do the whole rock, paper, scissors thing with the other school's mascot. So they were doing that. But then the people in the press box were getting so irritated because we were about to score. And he was like, "Is Sparky winning rock, paper, scissors really going to help our team score right now? Why isn't Sparky paying attention? Someone get him on the field." Like, it was really entertaining to hear all of that. And
You
like,
did a
it.
great job besides the chaos of the situation. And you know something that just occurred to me is I bet we played way less than normal because remember I had remarked how usually the alumni just sit at the top of our section behind everyone or even like kind of mixed in. So in those cases they were playing as much as they like wanted to play because they had the whole stand tune book, but in this case we were only playing like twice a quarter. Like, I think we played like maybe 10 times total the entire game compared to how much the full band plays.
Exactly. And I think also part of that was like the current band also played less because of us, like not as little as we played. They were doing all the
Barely
events.
less. We took like two spots from them. Like, it was
I
not that
think,
much
yeah, I
less.
mean, it was four total, like looking at the schedule we had, but they would have played four more stand tunes and they would have played all of the offenses. Instead, we did all of the offenses, took four of their stand tunes, but they kept the
I
defense.
also heard Tanya say that they're really sensitive about Big Ten rules. Like, Big Ten is like really strict about the band like playing at the wrong time or something. Did you hear something about that?
Yeah, no, Hud gave me a whole rundown before. He was like, "If the ball is even on the tee, you're not allowed to play. Don't even count off the band. Like, don't want to hear a peep." They are very strict about it, which I don't think we're mic'd up. So I don't know how they hear us anyway, unless a camera is really close to us or something. I don't know. But I think we
That
did
seems like
okay.
OTT. I'm sure it's gonna like be back to normal next year after we've been in for a year. I don't
Who
know.
knows? All I know is I didn't get yelled at about anything at the end, and everyone said I did a good job. So I was like, okay, I didn't break any rules. I'm happy about that. But it reminded me, like being on the headset and like in charge of everything and hearing the production took me back to like sixth grade when I was backstage manager for one of my plays in like middle school. And like
I
I also
didn't
had
know
a
you did
teenager back
that.
then. I like forgot that memory until I was doing it, and then I was like, "Oh my gosh, like I feel like I've done something like this before." I was like directing people and telling people when to go on, and like we had a little band in that play and like counting that band off. And so I was like, "Oh yeah, that was kind of fun." And I was telling Acacia about it. I was like, "I like being in a role where I'm directing and like in charge of things." And so I was like, "Huh, how can I incorporate this like as a doctor?" But
You'd
that's a
think
thought.
that all doctors need to be leaders because you're always like the head of like team. There's always like kind of people under you. How, from like
Yeah.
your experience with your like class so far, what percentage do you think are like leaders?
I think you're right that everyone has to be a leader. So I'd say like at least a good 90 to 95% of people are leaders or
Really?
have been in a leadership role in the past, because that's how you have to get here. Like if you
I
don't have
guess
a
that's
leadership
true.
role on your resume, like it just makes it that much harder for you. But also like when you're a doctor, yeah, you always have a team under you, but there's levels to it. Like if you're going to be in the OR operating, then you have more people under you. Or if you're a medical director for like an entire hospital, then you have way more people under you. So just kind of like you can do a lot with it and you can decide what role of leadership you want to take. But there's always a minimum.
How
You
does
got to
that
be there.
work then in like your guys's like social situations and classes? If everyone's a leader, like does that mean everyone is always stepping up? Like there's no one that kind of sits back, or is there still like very clearly like the most extroverted, most leadership inclined people?
That's a really good question. One of the first weeks of school, they had us do what's it called? Survey, personality survey to see where everyone falls. And more than half the class, it was split up. I've never done this survey before, but there were like the influencers, the dominant ones, the critical, like computational ones, and then the S stood for steady. So like, I don't know. supportive and steady, something
So
like
like Myers-Briggs vibe, but for leadership specifically.
no, not for leadership, I think just for personality in general. And so we all took it, and the majority of the class were influencers and dominance, which makes sense with what we were talking about. And then I actually was a steady, which I think falls in the middle, and then the computational ones are like the least leader because they like doing things their own way, they're more independent, that kind of thing. But I was thinking about it, and I like even I've noticed I've been taking more of a backseat because I know there's people that will step up and do it, so I don't feel the need to do it anymore. And like,
Yeah.
so I feel like we all kind of take turns with it, or there's like the extroverted people who always
I
step up.
agree. I agree with that, like, assessment for you, because, like, we've remarked how, like, in our friendship, like, even though we're both, like, leadership inclined people, like, I very much lead the way in, like, a lot of things, like, decision making. Like, you're very laid back, which, not to say that I can't be like that, but I would say, like, I have strong opinions and strong feelings more often than not. And so, like, I'm always gonna be the one to speak up. Whereas I think Avantika is just like a more easygoing person in general, where if it's not a big deal and someone else steps up, she's happy to let them. It's like just that she will if someone doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Or if I feel like really passionate about something, which doesn't happen too often, then yeah, I'll speak up and say something. But otherwise, I'm good going with the flow. And if someone's doing a good job at what they're doing, I'll keep letting them do it. But there's definitely times where like someone's doing something in an inefficient way, and I'm like, okay, guys, like we need to do this better. But yeah, in general, like everyone seems to be getting along. There's not too many personality clashes. And then I think I've talked about before how like it's less competitive in med school too, which I think helps. Everyone's just here to help each other out and have a good time. I'm
I mean,
currently.
hopefully the people that were like toxically competitive didn't get into med school. I can think of like one person off the top of my head that we've talked about that
Yeah.
probably did, but hopefully like the dial gets turned way down once you guys are actually in.
Yeah. And then I was going to say, I'm currently on campus right now and we have an exam tomorrow. So this is when you'll see like the most people in the library. I want to say it's like social hour, but it's not social hour because we're all locked in doing our thing. But if you go to the bathroom, there's like five people in the bathroom taking a break. Or if you go outside in the hallway, there's another three people eating their snack. And so it's like, it definitely gives you a sense of community that we're all here together. We're all struggling together. Like it's supposed to be our day off, but we're all in the library studying. So it's just like, it's been a really good environment so far.
Is it like impossible to get a study room before like the test? Like, are they all full or are there like many, many study
There
rooms?
is a bunch of study rooms, so if you're picky about it, like if you want a very specific one, then you might have to fight a little bit, but I think there's room for everyone. And because we have this building, which is our College of Medicine, like the traditional old building, and then we also have another one called HSIB that stands for like Health Science and Technology or something. Like that's the more fancy one. That's a modern one that they just made a couple years ago. And so depending on what vibe you want, you can choose whatever study room. That one has like more glass doors and big walls and lots of sunlight. The one I'm at right now is traditional library, like brick walls, no light. It's cold. Everyone's in the library huddled together, but I feel like I study better here because it like gives classroom vibes. But
See,
everyone
I
has
don't
their
like that. I hate being in a room with no windows. Like, I'm such a windows
Yeah.
person.
No, everyone in my friend group always chooses HSIB, but you'll find me in the library if I have a choice. Do you have any plans for your Monday off? Have you been doing anything today?
Well, the day's almost over as we're recording this, but I just have had like a very lazy weekend. I'm just getting through Love is Blind this
Yeah.
or yeah, not Love is Blind. Tyler and I did just finish that, but I've been watching Love Island actually. And I'm finishing the UK season from this summer and I'm finally almost done. I took a break for a while. I was watching it this summer. I wasn't like up to date with it, but I was watching and then I took a break 'cause it got boring, but the last I had like 20 episodes left and they've been good. So I'm like almost done. I'm down to like 3 or 4 episodes left, which is exciting. And then I never translated my thesis into Italian. I got French done this summer, but I never did Italian. So I did that yesterday and today because it only takes like a few hours. Like I think cumulatively, I probably worked on it for like 4 hours. And then I'm just going over and proofreading it now. And then I sent it to my Italian mentor to look over it. and make any corrections or suggestions. So that's like been the big thing I've done. Have not been really productive though. What did I do yesterday? Like all day. I feel like I was literally just, yeah, I was literally just at home and did my thesis. And then, oh, my sister's birthday was on Saturday. And then she decided for like her birthday party, she wanted to do a bonfire. And I was like, well, you can't just like do that anywhere. That's like illegal. And so she and her boyfriend found a campsite out in Mesa. So it was on like a 30-minute drive. And so we went out there last night and they like camped overnight. So we had like fire and s'mores and hot dogs. And so Laurel and I, my other sister, went for a few hours before dinner and got to be there during sunset. And it was gorgeous. It was like super, and it was only like $35 to rent the campsite. And you like there was a bathroom and an outlet and like a little spigot for water. It was like really, really nice and not far away. So I like low key want to do that like with my friends now because it was like super fun.
No, that
So
sounds like a good time.
we did that yesterday, and then yeah, today's just been chill finishing the thesis thing. I'm gonna go on a walk, I think, after we're done recording because it'll be close to sunset. I need to find a new book to read. I have like literally 30 books on my bedside table that I haven't read. I just need to pick one and get into it. I have two that I've started that I need to finish. But I just read Fourth Wing with Tyler, and it was Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. The third one's coming out in January, and they were so good. That like reignited my love for reading. I don't know if I said this last episode, but they're just so good. If you have not read those and you love fantasy, so good.
The weather is really nice right now. I'm sitting outside. I've been studying outside all day, but the one downside is that there's no outlets. And so now, because it's already like 5, all my devices are about to die. So I need to switch to go inside. But I think
Right.
it's also going to start getting a little chillier once the sun goes down. So hopefully the timing works out good on that.
It's been actually feeling like fall this past like 2 weeks, which has been so nice because I feel like it in Arizona with how long it's hot, you just feel like you're in perpetual summer. But it's like it finally feels like fall vibes. Like I've been wearing like long sleeves and long pants and like especially like sitting outside last night, like around a fire, like all like bundled up, like and I've been burning candles. So it's been great. I love the holiday season and cozy fall vibes and all that. So loving it.
I feel like right after Halloween happened, the weather got the memo and then it started getting cooler since November started. So it has been really nice. I was gonna say I started reading a book. I can't remember the name of it. I'm only like 2 chapters in or something, but it's giving like a Court of Thorn and Roses. What's it called? Court of.
ACOTAR, yeah.
Yeah, that one. It's giving that vibe, except not as good, but like
Did
same.
you read ACOTAR?
I did, yeah. It was a while
The
ago,
whole
I think.
thing? Did you read like all of them or
I
not
got.
even not the most recent ones?
I think I got like 4 books in. Definitely 3 books, maybe 4 books. There's a whole bunch. And then there's like a prequel series too. I can't remember
Yeah.
how much I got into, but I did read that quite a lot. And then starting this one, I think it's okay. I just need to like actually get into the plot a little bit more. But
ACOTAR's on the list. Those books are massive. I mean, but I've read Outlander, so I should be able to do it.
those
I don't
are
know. It's just I'm wondering if like maybe I'm too old for it now because Fourth Wing was definitely like adult fantasy. Like it was a lot more explicit, whereas ACOTAR is like young adult. And so I think there's like some stuff, but I don't know. We'll see. I need to read that eventually. I know that like once I'm in it, like I have to commit to the
Yes.
series. So
It's a big commitment.
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's all the updates I have. I'm just going to be studying for the rest of the day. I got so many snacks with me. So I drove back from Chandler this morning. I was supposed to drive back yesterday morning, but like it's so easy to convince me to stay home an extra day. Like I don't want to come back. And so my
Did
mom's
you
like, just stay
study
home.
yesterday?
I did. I had to study because my exam is tomorrow, so I had no choice. I was locked up in my room the majority of the time, but Anushka and I watched Love is Blind for a little bit. She did my nails, and so I took little breaks throughout the day. But I think that's why I'm feeling a little more lax right now because I know I got a full day of studying yesterday. Hopefully it pays off. I don't know. I'm going to take a practice test after this recording's over, so that should give me a good indication of how much more I have left to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have lots of snacks with me, so I'm gonna stay till pretty late and then just go home, have dinner, and go to sleep, and then take the exam tomorrow. So hopefully
Very
it'll be
good.
reasonable.
I have, since I only have two classes like right now, I like barely have anything to do. Like I honestly have more like work stuff than actual homework, which is like really weird because I like feel like I'm slacking, but I'm not. I just like don't have that much to do. And so it's just making me want to like it to be fall break, like winter break already. Like I'm just ready to like definitely not have anything to worry about for a month. And I have no plan. I'm starting, you know what? I have been starting to feel a little restless. I said I didn't want to see a plane for 2 to 3 months, and I was like, fine, not going anywhere till March. But now I'm like starting to feel it. I'm like, do I need to
I
cook
knew it
up a
wasn't going to
winter
last
break
too long.
trip? I'm like, I think it's also been like, because I've decided that besides the Fulbright and the Germany program that I applied for, I'm applying for the teaching in Italy program. And then I decide I'm also going to apply to the teach in France program. Just to like have my options open. And so like thinking about that seriously and kind of starting to do like preliminary application materials is like making me think about it. And then like, what was the thing the other day? It was like, I think it was mostly the working on the France application, and then also like on my, I was like going through my books to like figure out things to donate, and my grandma had bought me a travel book about France before I went. I did not read it because no one our generation actually reads travel books. Like we just Google it. But she's traditional. So like I was flipping through that and stuff, and that was like making me excited. And I was, and also this is like completely tangent, but like something that I've been like very much thinking about like this past semesters, just like health-wise and like sustainability, like living in Europe, it's so much easier to do all that because their like health regulations on food are so much better. Like, and so like you feel okay about like eating things from the stores and in restaurants because you're like they're made okay. And then also I was just thinking about like how much less waste I generated because like I was not buying many prepackaged goods. And then like all my fruits and vegetables, I was like, getting them from the market. So like just like way less packaging in general. It's like so much easier to do that there. And
Also,
I
you
was
were
just like, I
walking
miss that.
more, like you were using public transportation, just like
Exactly.
society in general seems to be set up very efficiently over there.
It is. So I'm excited to hopefully get back to that.
Yes. My mom asked about you just like in general. She's like, oh, how's Acacia doing? When's her next trip? And I was talking to her and I was like,
That's
well,
always everyone's
no.
question. Everyone that I don't see that often, they're like, oh, where was your last trip? Where's your next one? That's like my
Exactly.
personality trait.
And so I was telling her, I was like, well, technically she doesn't have one planned for a while. But then I told my mom, I was like, we'll see how long that lasts. I feel like something might come up. So that's funny that you actually say that.
Yeah.
Yes. Do
Going
you
to
have
be
any?
home for break?
Yeah, so our winter break, I haven't figured out, like, I know the dates are online somewhere. I just haven't looked that far ahead yet. I know we have Thanksgiving off, which I'm getting almost a week because our classes are online for the Tuesday
Don't
before.
go anywhere. Please stay down because that's over, the U of A game is over Thanksgiving weekend. And I'm not allowed to stay at Tyler's house except on Thanksgiving. And so, like, he was like, you should go stay with Avantika because it's like family only. And so, like, because I'm coming down for the U of A game. So don't do what you did to me over fall
But
break.
we need to plan dates because I need to be back home with my family for Thanksgiving too. So we need to coordinate and make sure we figure something out there. But because I get a whole week, I think like I'll be here for a couple days and then I'll be in Chandler for a couple days. But looking forward to that break. And then winter break, I think is 3 weeks for us, 2.5 to 3, something like that. So it's a decent amount of time. I don't have anything planned. Technically, we're supposed to start studying for our step exam, but like I think that's a little early. Summer break is when you start hardcore studying.
What's
So
the step exam?
you have to take 3 step exams total in med school, and they're like these big board national exams to make sure like you can keep continuing with your med school education.
And you
But
get held back if you don't pass.
you just have to retake the test, yeah. And so you can't like graduate to the next level unless you pass all the tests. And so the first one you take after you're like 18, well, okay, it's different. The curriculum's different at every school, but like before Sometime in MS2, your second year, you take step one, and then you take step two after your third year, and then step three after your fourth year, something like that. I
And they
haven't.
want you to start studying winter break. That's bullshit.
I
No one
know.
is doing that.
Yeah, but like it's different because year one isn't a full 12 months. It's 9 months because year one and year two together are 18 months. And so it's all very confusing. All I know is summer is when I have to start really studying for it. And that's what I'm planning to do. So I don't have to worry about it till then. But I should look into like research because I want to join a lab here and I haven't reached out to anyone yet. And so winter break would be a good time to get a nice start on that. I just need to get on sending my emails. I've been
Are
really
you kind of
behind.
jonesing to like be working again? Because like you worked for like how many years in succession, and then this is the longest you've gone without working
Yeah,
this whole
no, I
time.
think it hit me the most. A couple weekends ago, I was home in Chandler and Peter was looking for an overnight. And so I signed up to do just a quick shift there. And then I got the paycheck a couple of days ago. And that was when I was like, oh, I miss getting paychecks. Like, this is nice. And so, like, every once in a while, I might pick up a shift at Peter's, but it really just depends on like when he needs one and when I'm in town and I have nothing going on. But I've been. Even after marching band, I was like, is it doable for me to do marching band? I think I would not like doing marching band at U of
It's
A just
so
because,
different. It's a different
exactly,
culture.
it's a different culture and like I'd have to start over. It's like not like I can just
And
come
they're
to some
not as
and
good. Like, the CMB's
they're
just
way
better.
smaller. Exactly. Like ASU was a great experience and I don't think anything can top that. But I was just like, huh, do I have the hours? Like if I really worked hard, but I don't know. I'm doing the indoor concert band. I'm happy with that. That's enough for now. It's just when something was part of your life for so long and then all of a sudden it's gone. Like, I feel like I was adjusting fine, but then going back this weekend and seeing everything and like doing everything all over again, I was like, oh shoot, I do miss this. Like, this
I
was.
think I would be a lot more jarred if I wasn't doing symphony.
Yeah.
Because that like keeps band in my life, and I don't really miss marching band. I think because like that was something that was kind of hard for me during study abroad. Like, yes, I was having a blast, but I missed like I didn't play my instrument for like 6 months. Like, it was so
Yeah,
long, 7
exactly.
months. So,
Right. It's good to stay in touch with it.
yeah.
Any last
Okay,
questions?
that was like a good robust update considering we did one like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's been a good, eventful 2 weeks, and we will see you for the next episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, we need to do Song of the Week though before we
Oh,
finish.
I was speeding this up. Okay.
You were. I need to look. I've been listening to my release radar in an effort to find new music.
Oh.
And so I think I have a few maybe. Let me
I
look. Which
have one because I was making the drive from Chandler down to Tucson today, and
one
like nothing was really hitting on the radio. And I was like, I just want
do
to listen to something or sing along to something. And then I was like, I haven't listened to Broadway in a while. And so then I just turned on like shuffle on the Broadway playlist, whatever. And the first one that came on was Defying Gravity. I think because they're trying to
We're
advertise
playing a
them.
Wicked medley in for our
Oh.
Christmas concert.
That's fun. That's a good one. Yeah, I think they're trying to like advertise for the movie that's coming out, but that's always a good bop. And so I sang along. It was exactly what I wanted. Made the car ride
Very
home.
nice. I am discovered on by my release radar the a version a remix of These Walls by Dua Lipa with a French singer. I don't know if he's Canadian or French. It was giving French more than French Canadian.
Okay.
But his name's Pierre de Mer, and it's a really great remix. I thoroughly enjoy it. So that's what I've been listening to.
Interesting. See, sometimes I'm like, there's so many songs out there. I mean, like, obviously, we know this. There's so many songs out there that we have no idea. But even like such a popular artist like Dua Lipa, I had no idea she's collabing with all these French people and other people out
Yeah,
there.
this is her because she collabed with Angèle, who's a famous Belgian singer, and that's who Michael and I went to her concert in Amsterdam. And so it was just her singing the French verses to a recording of the Dua Lipa song, which was really
Oh,
funny.
interesting. Yeah. Well, that's fun. And this was a fun episode.
Yes, hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.